time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians taking on the Arcanum Trojans. A minute and a half until the beginning of the JV game. If you're looking for a good idea for supper tonight, head out to the Sportsman's Club, Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. Community Club Fish Fry going on till 7:30. All the fish you can eat and all the fixings. Coleslaw, baked beans, green beans. I can't remember what all else, but I got my belly full about an hour ago and pretty good food. As always, very successful event for the community club and a really good bunch of fish. Roger Borman does a great job taking care of getting all of that organized and making sure everything's the way it should be. So some things coming up on Fort Recovery Radio next week. There's no Tuesday games this week for once. So Thursday, the girls are at Marion Local. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will do the JV game. We'll be simulcasting WPGW on the varsity game. Then Friday night, the boys will host Marion Local, and that'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast for the JV and varsity. And the FREA chili supper is from 4:30 to 7:30 in the Commons. So you want to make sure you get here early next Friday for the Marion Local boys game. And then Saturday, the boys host undefeated Fort Loramie. They are a really good team this year. As always, they have a great program, but they are undefeated this year so far, as through last night, and just playing really good basketball. So get here and help cheer on our Indians to help beat those Fort Loramie Redskins. So for the Arcanum Trojans, their junior varsity starters, will be number 24, Corey Ross, a 5'6 sophomore. And then Austin Cuterelli, number 30, he's a 5'10 sophomore. Number 32, Cameron Burke, is a 6-foot freshman. And Nick Fry, number 5, is a 5'8 freshman. And number 40, if you get here and look at the program, he's on the varsity program. That's Mitchell Wagaman, and he's number 40, and he's a 6-foot junior. So those are the starters for the Ansonia, Arcanum Trojans. Sorry about that. And for the Indians, it'll be Brian Benn, Ian Homan, Gavin Toby, Ryan Post, and Regan Martin, the same starters as we had for the JV last night. Getting ready for the opening tip-off. And up, and the tip goes up, and it was tipped around, and the tipper for Arcanum grabbed it while he was still in the circle, so he's not allowed to do that. That ball goes to the Indians, and the possession will go to possession arrow will be for Arcanum the next time. So Ryan Post has it out on the right wing, down to Regan Martin in the right corner. He will go cross court to Ian Homan, quickly down to Gavin Toby, who makes a move. No good. Regan Martin there for the rebound. Dribbles back out to the right. Up, no good. Brian Benn goes for the rebound, and a little over the back on Brian Benn. So his first foul, Indians' first team foul. 6:30 left here in the first quarter. And it'll be Ross bringing it across center court, down to Austin Cuterelli, out to the junior Mitchell Wagaman. Makes the shot, no good. Rebound by the Trojans. Ross to Cuterelli. And the Ryan Post with a foul. And so Ross will trigger it in for the Trojans to Cameron Burke. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Welgeman. Up, no good. And Gavin Toby has the rebound to Ryan Post on the right wing. Inside to Ben at the top of the key, or top of the foul line, excuse me. And he easily drops in a little smooth shot, jump shot, and it's 2-0 Indians, 5:46 here in the first quarter. And it is Cuttarelli in the right corner. He dribbles out to the top of the key. And he gets it over to Nick Fry, back to Cuttarelli, over to Ross, tries to get it over to Fry in the other corner, and it's taken by Ian Holman down quickly to Gavin Toby. He goes up, no good. And it'll be rebound for Cameron Burke for the Arcanum Trojans. Gets it to Ross, who goes to the basket, and Ryan Post will block the shot, but there's a foul, and that'll be his second. Ryan Post with two quick fouls here in the first 2 minutes of the first quarter, and Kobe Wendell is going to come in for him after Ross shoots his first foul shot and misses. So Kobe Wendell in for Ryan Post. And Ross will take his second shot. Indians lead 2-0. And this one is off. And Gavin Toby with another rebound. And he'll bring it down. He's on the right wing. Gets it over to Regan Martin. On the left wing. Down to Ian Holman in the left corner. Three-pointer up. And good. Ian Holman deadly from that corner. From basically anywhere. And they left him pretty well wide open. So Indians lead 5-0. 5:40 on the first quarter scoreboard, and it'll be Fry at the top of the key to Ross. He'll get it out to Welgeman in the left corner, no good. And Ian Holman with a rebound, gets it down to Regan Martin quickly. He's at the right wing, three-pointer up, no good, just misses. And foul on the rebound. It looks like it's going to be it's on Kobe Wendell. So it looked like it might going to be on Brian Benn, but it's on Kobe. That's the Indians' fourth team foul. And Ross will bring it up for the Arcanum Trojans. And he'll get it over to Cuttarelli. Cuttarelli dribbles to the top of the key. Over to Fry on the left wing. He'll get it to Cuttarelli on the right wing now. He'll dribble down in, makes a move inside, no good, partially blocked. Rebound, Regan Martin, and he will bring it up court. Pauses for a second, makes a move toward the basket, and he is fouled as he makes that move toward the basket. So it'll be the first team foul for the Trojans. And fouls on Ross, and Regan will trigger it in for the Indians. Gets it to Gavin Toby. Little five-foot jumper from the right side, and it's good, and it's 7-0 Indians. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And Ross will bring it up again for the Trojans. He gets a screen from Burke, and over to Austin Cuttarelli in the corner. Inside to Burke. Makes a move, a left-hand hook, no good. Another rebound for Gavin Toby, and he will bring it up court. And looking to get it off over to Kobe Wendell, to Ian Holman in the corner, back out to Kobe out front, Regan Martin out front, Ben at the foul line. He makes a move over to Ian Holman in the left corner, out to Kobe, to Regan Martin. He'll make a move inside, up, no good, and rebound by Ross for the Trojans, and he will go in. And he is going to call a foul on Kobe Wendell, who was standing in that spot for about 5 seconds. And then Ross just plowed into him, and foul is called on Kobe. And that'll be his second foul. And he came in for Ryan Post, who had two fouls. So now we have who did come in? Oh, I see. B. Riley Dilworth came in for Ian Holman. And Ross is at the foul line, and he makes one, and it's 7-2 now Indians. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Regan Martin brings it up, and he will dribble to the right wing, down to the right corner, out to the top, and it'll be over and back. He threw it a little too far out there, and Gavin Toby couldn't run it down. Had to finally grab it toward the out of bounds at the far end. So it'll be Trojans triggering it in, and Ross will have it. He's out past the volleyball line, dribbling. Kobe on him. It'll go to Cuttarelli, then to Fry, back to Ross on the right wing. He throws it inside to let's see, who was that? Okay, there's a number. Cameron Burke, who was going toward the basket, over his head and out of bounds. Indians will have the ball. And again, it will be Regan Martin bringing the ball up. And Regan gets it over to Kobe Wendell on the left wing. Gavin Toby with a three-pointer. And just a little long. And rebound again for one of the shortest players on the court. It looks like he has three or four rebounds, and that's Ross. He gets it over to, I can't see who made that three-pointer for him, but it's 7-5 now. Indians still leading. They haven't put him on the board. Okay, I couldn't see his number. That was Fry in the right corner. Now it's Kobe Wendell with it in the left wing. Dribbles down to the left corner, back out to the left wing. Riley Dilworth at the top. Kobe at the right wing, makes a move, and he's fouled by Ross, and that'll be his second team foul. His second team foul. He's had several rebounds, and they have number 40 Wolgeman coming back in for Ross. And also in the game for the Trojans is number 12 Logan Todd. So Kobe Wendell has it out at the top, inside to Brian Benn. He'll make a move, loses the ball, and it's grabbed by Cameron Burke. He gets it to Fry, who gets it to Logan Todd just into the game. And it'll be Cuttarelli, and then over to Nick Fry with another three-pointer. And now the Trojans lead 8-7. Kobe gets it to Ian in the left corner. Out to Kobe. Back out to Riley Dilworth. He's looking to try to find somebody who can get open. Throws it to Ian Homan. It goes through his hands into the stands. Just under a minute here in the first quarter. And the Indians are down now 8-7. They've let Arcanum score six straight points on them. They were up 7-2, now quickly down 8-7 after a couple of three-pointers by Fry. Fry has it on the right wing. He'll get it into Wilkerman. He turns around, jumper, and misses it. And Ian Homan with the rebound. Regan Martin will bring it up, and he'll get it to the top of the key. Dribbles to the left wing. Ian Homan in the left corner. Regan Martin, left wing. He'll make a move. Kicks it out to Kobe. Kobe dribbles to the top of the key. Dilworth, Ian Homan inside to Ben. Long shot a little too long. Regan Martin with a rebound and the basket, and he is fouled. So Indians now lead 9-8, and the foul is on number 3. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't see who. I thought he said number 3, but he is not on the team. So it looks like it was on number 30. I'm sorry, that's Cuttarelli. So the rebound on the foul shot goes to the Trojans, and they are quickly called for a moving screen. An offensive foul, so that would be their fifth team foul. And the Indians have 5. I guess they already had that up there. So it is 4 team fouls to the Trojans. 6 seconds. Kobe has it. He'll get it to Regan Martin. Over in the corner. And Regan steps on the out-of-bounds line on the far side of the gym. So Jeff Griesdorn right there to see him step on the line. And it will be Wolgeman who will trigger it in for Logan Todd. And grabbed by Ian Homan, who throws it the length of the court at the last second. So we finished a quarter. Indians lead 9-8. We'll be back right after this.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to the 27th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden. All parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 24th to the 27th. Stop in and save.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians lead after one quarter, 9-8. And it will be Arcanum's ball, I believe, it'll be Arcanum's ball. I couldn't tell if they had to switch the arrow already. Arcanum was looking to play defense, so Indians with a 9-8 lead. And it is Fry to Wogelman, down low to Zach Smith, who's now in the game. He's also a junior, and he's out at the top of the key. He'll get it to Fry, way out on the left wing, right wing, excuse me. He'll dribble to the left wing, and it'll go to Zach Smith, who puts in a two-pointer from about 15 feet. So Trojans retake the lead, 10-9. 6:20 left here in the second quarter. Kobe has it to Riley Dilworth, out past the volleyball line. Ryan Post on the left wing to Kobe on the right wing. He'll go inside to Brian Benn at the foul line. Shot up and short. Another rebound for Gavin Toby. And a nice little 8-foot turnaround jumper. And the Indians retake the lead 11-10. 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. And it'll be Fry bringing it across. And he'll get it to Cuterelli on the right corner. He'll dribble out to the top of the key. Get it to Fry on the left wing. He'll dribble out and goes inside to number 40, Wolgeman. And misses, gets his rebound, and up and in. And the Trojans retake the lead 12-11, 5:30 to go here in the second quarter. Riley Dilworth on the right wing. Kobe way out top to Riley again. To Brian Benn. He'll make a move. An 8-footer up, one-hander, up and good. A nice little left-hand turnaround one-hand jumper. And the Indians retake the lead 13-12. Three lead changes here in the last minute and a half. And Fry will bring it up. He'll get it to number 12, Logan Todd, who will try to get it inside, and it's out of bounds, and it'll be Gavin Toby triggering in, and Ryan Post back in the game. He has two. He had two early fouls and sat out most of the first quarter, and he'll bring it up. Regan Martin is out for right now. Kobe has it. Riley Dilworth, Ryan Post, Toby on the right corner into Benn, back out to Ryan Post on the right wing, and he puts up a three, and that's up and in, and the Indians lead 16-12 now. And it's Fry to Cuterelli. Back to Fry. Tries to go down court and pass overthrown, and Kobe has it. He will drive in, and they will call an offensive foul on Kobe. So he tried to take an offensive foul in the first quarter and was called because he was just standing there. Now they're having a little discussion between the officials. And they're going to... Yep, the foul call stands. on Kobe. So the other official, they discussed it a little bit. I think he was going to call it on the defensive player. I believe that the defensive player was moving, but they didn't call it that way. So we have the Trojans with the ball. It'll be Fry out at the top. He'll get it to Todd. Fry out at the top of the key to Cuttarelli down in the left corner for Zach Smith. He made one earlier, missed that one, airballed that one from the left corner. And it'll be Ian Homan from the left wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Ryan Post with the rebound. He dribbles in, shoots an eight-footer, and it is good. A nice little jumper for Ryan. And it is 18-12 Indians. Lead increased now to 6 points after the three or four lead changes in about a two-minute span. Indians have opened up a six-point lead. 3:33 left here in the second quarter. Fry shoots about a 22 or 3 foot three-pointer and misses. Ian Homan with the rebound. Ryan Post is going to bring it up court. Gets across center court. He's on the right wing, down to Ian Homan in the right corner. Riley Dilworth on the left corner, tries to get it inside to Gavin Toby, has it. Shoots a jumper from the foul line, no good. Trojans with the rebound. And on the line, that was Logan Todd. Got the rebound, and his foot was just on the line. So that'll be the Indians' ball out of bounds under our own basket. Actually off to the right, but on our end of the court. Ian Homan will trigger it in, and he's into Kobe. Kobe in the left corner. He'll dribble in, and he'll get it back out to Ryan Post on the left wing. And he'll get it to Ian Homan in the left corner. To Gavin Toby at the top of the key. To Ian Homan wide open on the left wing. He missed one. For once, he almost always makes that shot. This time it went in and out. And on the rebound, Gavin Toby caught for reaching in, or over the back, more like it, on the rebound. So that'll be the Indians' seventh team foul, so it'll be a 1-1. And Cameron Burke will go to the line for the Trojans for the 1-1. Indians leading 18-12 here in the second quarter. 2:47 left. And Brian Benn comes in for Riley Dilworth. Burke, first one up. And good. So he gets another shot. And the second one misses, and the Trojans get the rebound. Shot up, no good. Pass inside quickly from Gavin Toby to trying to get in into Kobe Wendell, who it was over his head, goes out of bounds. And Fry just tried to pass and picked his dribble up and passed again. The official was behind him, so he couldn't see that. But it was pretty obvious to everybody that could see it, but the official was blocked by the player. So it'll be, having a little problem here. So it'll be Logan Todd with a three-point shot. No good. And goes out of bounds off the Trojans. So Ryan Post will bring it up. 2:04 left here. Indians still lead 18-13 now. Kobe has it out past the volleyball line. He'll get it to Ryan Post on the right wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound fought for, and it'll come off to Cuttarelli. Brings it down to Logan Todd. He'll dribble over to the right wing. Cuttarelli in the left corner now. He'll get it inside to, I believe that's number 42, Zach Smith. Yes. And turnaround shot no good, but he is fouled. That's on Brian Benn. That'll be his second foul, team's eighth foul of the first half. And looks like Dylan Evers will come in for Brian Benn for the last minute 37 here of the first half. So the first one goes in for Zach Smith. Is the second one. It's up and also in. So the Indians lead down to three now. 1:37 to go. 18-15. 1:37 and left in the second quarter. And Ryan Post will bring it up court after the pass from inbounds from Gavin Toby. He'll dribble to the right wing to Gavin Toby at the top of the key to Ryan Post. A three-pointer and good from the right wing. 21-15, Indians lead back to six with minute 15 to go. And it's Wogerman way out on the left wing to Cuttarelli on the left wing. He'll dribble to the top of the key to Zach Smith. Over to Fry. Fry will dribble into the lane, put up an underhand scoop shot, no good. And Logan Todd will get the rebound. He'll get it out to Cuttarelli, way out on the left wing to Fry. Dribbles down in the right corner to Cuttarelli on the right wing. He's looking to try to get it in. He dribbles out to the top of the key to Todd on the left wing to Fry on the right wing. And he'll get it inside to Zach Smith and Gavin Toby. Will foul him on the shot. That'll be his second. So the Indians have several players with two fouls. And I believe, let's see, one of our players, I believe, has three, and I'm not sure who that is. I'll have to look and see if we can come up with that. But so Indians having some they're very aggressive, having a little foul trouble. So the first one... misses. And second one is in. 21-17. Now 4-point lead for the Indians. And Ryan Post will bring it up with 30 seconds left. And he'll get it to Kobe. Way out on the right wing to Lochtefeld. To Ryan Post. To Kobe on the left wing. 19 seconds now. He's way out past the volleyball line and just standing there with the ball. Ryan Post now. He's doing the same thing. He'll start dribbling now with 10 seconds. And he'll dribble to the left, to the right, down in the corner, and puts up a fadeaway. No good. And Zach Smith will have it. Throws one up. Not sure if it would have counted, but it was way off. So at halftime, Indians lead 21-17. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians leading 21-17 at half on the JV game. And for the varsity game, we will be simulcasting Rob Weaver, of course. And next week, we have three games coming up. The girls will be at Marion Local on Thursday. And we will be simulcasting the varsity game of that. And, of course, Fort Recovery Radio will be doing the JV game for that. On Friday, the boys host Marion Local. And that'll be the Fort Recovery Radio broadcast for JV and varsity. And the FREA Chili Supper will be going on from 4:30 to 6:30. And then on Saturday, the boys host Fort Laramie, undefeated Fort Laramie coming to Fortsite Fieldhouse. And that should be a good old good one. Don't forget, you still have an hour or so to get out to the Progressive Sportsman's Club out on St. Peter Road for the Community Club Fish Fry, all you can eat, 7:50. $1.50. They got the baked beans. They've got the green beans. They've got, of course, potato chips, coleslaw, all kinds of stuff in addition to the fish. So get on out there to the Sportsman's Club. They got hundreds of pounds of fish that they're frying up tonight. So don't be afraid to head out there and see how much you can eat. That's going on right now for until they say 7:30. If there's still a line going at 7:30 and they have fish left, they'll keep on frying it. So so head on out there. Don't be late because there might not be a line and they might be done. So get out there before 7:30, get your fish, and it is really good. I had some finished it about an hour and a half ago, and outstanding. So and again, the thing that reminded me of that is next Friday's Fort Recovery Education Association chili supper from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Commons. So make sure you get there for that. Indians in the we'll get to that after this break. We'll kind of talk a little bit about the first quarter, or the first half, excuse me. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Fort Sight Fieldhouse. And Indians leading 21-17 at half. And in the first, at the end of the first quarter, Indians were leading 9-8. Then they outscored the Trojans 12-9. From 9-8, the Trojans scored 2, and they were ahead 10-9. Then the Indians scored, and they were ahead 11-10. Then the Trojans scored, they were ahead 12-11. And then the Indians kind of scored 6 straight on them there, I believe, and opened up a little lead. The Trojans got it back down to 3, and the Indians got it back to 6. Now it's at 4 at 21-17. As I said, the Indians outscored them 12-9 after a 1-point lead after the first quarter. Outscored them 12-9 in the second quarter. And Indians have several players with 2 fouls, and they need to kind of clean that up. The officials, familiar officials, and I the one I just cannot remember his name, but he's here a lot. The other one is Jeff Griesdorn, and he officiates with Jeff quite a bit. It isn't Bokey, it's the dark-haired guy, and again, I cannot think of his name, and I know his name very well. Actually, I believe that he might be the uncle or brother-in-law of Arcanum's assistant coach, which would be Adam Timmerman Kirby. They live, that's Jim and Janie's son, and the other official is married to one of Jim and Janie's daughters, I believe, is the, I'm thinking of the right person, but a really good official, very good JV official, and he and Jeff Griesdorn doing this game, but the Indians have been reaching, I believe, might be a little tired from last night's big victory over Versailles. They came away, I believe, last night with a 1-point victory over the reports we got were that that's the second loss for the Versailles JV team in either 2 or 3 years. So the Indians with a very nice win in the JV game, and they might be a little tired, might be reaching and instead of moving their feet. But anyway, they do lead, but we have some major players in foul trouble. But the subs that have come in for them have done very well. So again, they increase their lead with a couple of their key players out. We've got about 3 minutes to go till the start of the second half. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse, where the Indians are playing the Trojans. It's 21-17 at halftime of the junior varsity contest. And again, as I said a little bit ago, the community club fish fry going on out at the Progressive Sportsman's Club out on St. Peter Road. Still got an hour to get out there and get you some of that awesome fish that they do every year. I believe Roger said they had either 300 or 400 pounds of fish that they have out there. So in years past, I know they've been in the 240 range, so they've got plenty of fish. I think some of the years they've been coming up a little short toward the end, so this year they decide they're going to make sure that they don't run out. Again, next week, Thursday, girls at Marion Local. Friday, boys host Marion Local with the FREA Chili Supper here in the Commons from 4:30 to 6:30. And then Saturday, the boys host Fort Loramie, undefeated Fort Loramie. So the Indians are going to want to try to see if we can knock them off. As of last night, they were still undefeated on the season. So we'll see if we can knock them off. Got about 15 seconds left on the clock here for the beginning of the third quarter. And again, Indians lead 21-17 after outscoring Arcanum by a score of 12-9 in the second quarter after leading by 9-8 at the end of one. So Indians with a four-point lead. Lead changed hands three or four times early in the second quarter. And then the Indians had a couple of very good possessions and got up to up by six. Then it was three. Then it was six. Then now it's four. Regan Martin triggers it in for Ryan Post to start the third quarter. And he'll bring it over to the right wing, deep, and dribbles out to the top of the key to Ian Holman. Over to Gavin Toby on the right wing. He'll dribble in. Ryan Post in the right corner. He'll dribble to the lane, comes back out. Gavin Toby, Ryan Post at the top of the key. Three-pointer up and good. 24-17. Indians with a seven-point lead now. I believe that's their largest of the game. 6:30 left here in the first quarter, and Ross will bring it up for the Arcanum Trojans. He'll get it to Cuterelli in the right wing. He dribbles it to the top of the key. Back to Ross on the left wing. He'll go down to the corner and dribbles on the baseline. Goes in for a shot, and he's fouled. Foul on Ryan Post, his third team foul, and looks like Russell Gale will be coming in for him after this first shot from Ross. That is up, bounces on the back, front of the rim, back of the rim, and then in. So it's 24-18 now. And Russell Gale is in for Ryan Post. And the second one up from Ross is straight in. 5-point lead for the Indians now, 24-19. And Martin has it out at the top of the key to Brian Ben at the foul line. Over to Russell Gale, 3-pointer up, no good. Fought for Russell Gale all over the floor, of course. It'll be off our Kingdom Trojans. It was a pretty good scrum down there. No way I could tell who touched it. Regan Martin will trigger it in for the Indians. Looking has Ian Holman out on the right wing. Gavin Toby on the left wing. To Regan Martin down in the left corner. To Brian Benn inside. Up, no good. Around the rim and off. And Zach Smith with a rebound. Gets it to Ross. Gets it to Fry. Gets it to Cuttarelli. Three-pointer, no good. Long rebound goes to Gavin Toby. Throws it ahead to Russell Gale, who wasn't looking. Fry has it. Goes in for a layup. And he is fouled by Gavin Toby. That'll be his third, I believe. And that'll put Fry at the foul line for the Arcanum Trojans. And the first one is up and good. And it's 24-20 now. 5:30 left here in the third quarter. Riley Dilworth in for Ian Holman. And Fry with his second shot up, and that's also good. So it is 24-21 now. So Indians' 7-point lead is now down to 3, and Kobe Wendell will trigger it into Regan Martin. He'll bring it up court with no pressure. Over to Kobe. Left wing, deep, and he'll try to get it into Martin, and it's tipped away, stolen back. Russell Gale has it to Regan Martin. Left wing, three-pointer, and good. Big scramble, and Regan Martin comes out of there with a very nice wide-open shot after all the players were all in the other corner trying to grab that. And Indians lead 27-21 now. So Zach Smith goes into the lane. No good. Couldn't get the shot off. Excuse me. Out to Cuttarelli. And in the right wing, Brian Benn with the rebound. Ended up on the floor, and they call a travel. And technically, he did travel, but he got a little help getting on the floor. So it'll be Ross triggering the ball in. He'll get it to Zach Smith. Over to Wuggeman. Riley Dilworth tips it away and has it to Regan Martin. He'll bring it down to Kobe in the left corner. Inside to Brian Benn. He will make a move, a little 8-footer off around the rim 3 times and would not go in. And, excuse me, a little tickle in my throat. Very sorry about that. So it'll be Indians getting the ball out of bounds. So Martin will trigger it in for the Indians. Tries to get it to Ben. Loses it. Gets it back. Kobe has it at the top of the key. He'll dribble into the lane. Back out. Riley Dilworth up. Tipped away. Hits the side of the backboard. And the Trojans have it. They'll get it to Cuttarelli, who will get it to Logan Todd. Three-pointer at the top of the key, no good. Dilworth with the rebound to Martin. Martin dribbles to the just past the foul line. He'll get it to Russell Gale on the left. Kobe down in the left corner. Martin, three-pointer. Another great shot from Regan Martin, and that is in. He's on a hot streak here, 2 3-pointers in about the last minute or so. So it'll be Fry bringing it up for the Trojans. He'll get it to Todd, way out past the center court, or near center court. Martin steals it. And a drive and a basket. 8 quick points in the last about 2 minutes for Regan Martin. And the Indians lead now at 11. So it'll be Fry with the ball. He'll get it to Cuttarelli in the left wing into Waugeman. Waugeman tries to get it there, and it's tipped away by Kobe, grabbed by Regan Martin, and he will dribble down, throws up a floater. No good. Brian Benn with the rebound. Up. No good, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line with 3:03 left here in the third quarter. Indians lead 32-21. A lot of fast and furious action here in the last 2 minutes of this game. Brian Benn will step to the line. Each team with two team fouls this half. First one up and good. Indians lead now at 12. And it'll be Ross coming back in and Burke coming back in for the Trojans. Brian Benn's second free throw up, and it is good. So Indians lead now at 13, and Ross has the ball, throws it down court to Fry. He'll get it to Ross on the right wing. Goes way across court to Cuttarelli. Cuttarelli looking, dribbles around to the right wing, and Arcanum will call a timeout. And the coaches are kind of hollering at him a little bit, the official. But I'm not sure if they're questioning a call or a no call, or wondering if they should have had a timeout before. Not sure. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick timeout with them. Be back right after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, and I still don't know what they're talking with the official about, but they had a discussion with him at the timeout with Adam Timmerman and one of the other coaches. Not sure. I don't know them well, but they were assistant coaches. It might even been the head coach. Anyway, the Trojans try to get it inside, and it's tipped away. Riley Dilworth has it to Kobe on the left wing. 2:20 left here in the third quarter. Russell Gale out on the right wing. Back to Kobe on the left wing. Kobe dribbles to the top of the key to Russell Gale. Trying to get it inside. Can't. Gets it over to Riley Dilworth on the right corner to Regan Martin, who will kick it back out to Dilworth. Up. No good. And rebound to the Trojans. And it is Zach Smith with rebound. Ross will dribble down the right wing, and he's just kind of bullying his way down the sideline, and he kind of bulldozed Russell Gale, called a foul on him, and that is his fourth team foul. He's their ball handler, and he's out of the game now, but he spent about 3 or 4 minutes out of the game in the second quarter also. Indians have it. Kobe Wendell on the right wing. Back out to Regan Martin. About a 22-footer by Regan Martin. He's had a very, very nice third quarter here. He has 11 points here just in this quarter. 3 threes and a two, if I'm remembering correctly. So the Trojans have it. It'll be Todd dribbling it out from the right wing out to the top of the key in the corner to Cuttarelli, or in the right wing to Cuttarelli. He gets a screen inside to Zach Smith. Off the screen and the pick and roll, and he goes in. Basket's good. 37-23 now, and Smith will get the and one. That one is up, and it is good. 37-24 is where we are. And Regan will bring it up. Kobe has it out way out past the volleyball line on the right wing. He'll dribble it to top of the key, inside to Brian Benn at the foul line. He will lose it. It's tipped away, and Let's see, that's Cuttarelli that had the ball, and as they were going up court, he slowed down just a bit, and Riley Dilworth got him to the floor when he slowed down. Riley was coming up to play defense, and he just slowed down, and Riley knocked him over. So it'll be Zach Smith with the ball on the left wing to Todd, to Cuttarelli on the right wing. He'll dribble to the top of the key, down to Logan Todd. He'll go in for a one-hand floater, no good. And Zach Smith with the rebound, and that's up and good. So it's 37-26 now. 34 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians with an 11-point lead. And Kobe has it on the right wing. He'll dribble to the top of the key to Russell Gale on the left wing with 23 seconds. He'll just hold it for a little bit. And they're kind of letting him down to 15 seconds now. And he'll make a little juke move. Gets it over to Riley Dilworth. And cross court to Regan Martin, who's been hot. He dribbles in, passes it off to Russell Gale. No good. Ben tries to get the rebound. No good. And Fry will throw one length of the court. He shot about a 50-footer from 75 feet. So we've played three quarters. Indians lead 37-26. Back in just a minute.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse. It'll be Arcanum's ball to start the fourth quarter. Indians lead 37-26. Ball in to Todd from Fry. Fry back out at the top of the key. Deep. Tries to go inside. And it was Wogerman who had been out there and turned to go inside, and the ball just rolls out of bounds. Indians ball. Russell Gale into Ryan Post. Ryan back in with three fouls to Gavin Toby, who also has three fouls. And Brian Benn has three for the Indians. So could be a problem if things start getting tight. But right now the Indians have been playing pretty well without a couple of these guys in the game. So Indians are passing it out. Gavin Toby into Brian Benn at the foul line to Ryan Post. Gavin Toby at the top of the key. Ian Holman in the left corner. Out to Ryan Post on the left wing. He'll dribble out to the top of the key to Gavin Toby. Into Brian Benn at the foul line. He'll turn around. Up, no good. And ball fought for. He's on the floor. And Coach Bob Leverett, substituting for Tony Overton, calls a timeout with Brian Benn on the floor. And the Indians take a 30-second timeout. Again, we want to remind you there's still about a little over half hour, 45 minutes left in the Community Club Fish Fry out there at the Progressive Sportsman's Club. So head on out there. Great fish. And some really good sides. They've added green beans with ham this year. And that's really good. Of course, the baked beans that they've always had. And coleslaw, potato salad, bread and butter, hot dogs for the kids if they need it. Just a really good event. Raises some money that so the community club can do a lot of things around the community. So head on out there. We'll get back to action. 6:02 here in the fourth quarter. And Ian Holman will trigger it in for the Indians with a lead of 37-26. Holman to Russell Gale in the right corner. Tries to get it into Ben. He does. And he'll get it back out to Russell Gale, who will put up a three. No good. And Brian Benn, they're going to call it out of bounds. That's good. It looked like he was getting ready to call a foul on Brian Benn, but he calls it out of bounds. And Brian did touch it last, and it's one of those plays where there's some contact, so you don't know if they're going to call it. So it'll be Ross going to bring it up for the Trojans. He's playing with four fouls. He's been their ball handler every time he's been in there. Now it'll go to Fry. He's at the top of the key. Russell Gale tips it away. He is always, his hands and feet are moving all the time. It is really hard to get a pass away when he is on you. So it's Cuttarelli on the right wing to Todd on the right corner. Goes in, drives in, makes the shot, and he is fouled by... by 10, that'd be Ryan Post, his fourth team foul. And it is 37-28, 9-point lead for the Indians. And Kobe Wendell will come in to take Ryan's place. And Corey Ross will step to the line for the and one, and it's good. So Indians lead down to 8 now. Toby into Kobe Wendell. He'll bring it across center court with no pressure. Russell Gale way out on the right wing. Looking, kind of waiting a little bit. Gets a little bit of defense, so he will get it over to Kobe on the way out on the left wing now. And they back way off of him. They're 20 feet from him. Now they're back fairly close, so he dribbles. Gets it to Russell Gale, who will dribble. Gets it ahead to Gavin Toby. Ian Homan in the left corner. Three-pointer, no good. He's usually deadly from there. Ross with the rebound up ahead quickly to Fry. And defense is there, so backs him off. But inside now to number 32 is Cameron Burke. It's no good. Rebound. And then tied up. And the dual possession will go to the Indians. Regan Martin back in for Ian Homan. 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of the JV game. Indians with an 8-point lead. Brian Benn over to Gavin Toby in the right corner. He'll dribble in and get fouled as he tries to drive the baseline. So it'll be foul on Austin Cuttarelli. Martin will trigger it in for the Indians. It'll get to Gavin Toby, charging towards the basket. Shot up, no good. Long rebound, ends up with Russell Gale to Kobe way out on the left wing. He'll dribble a little, guarded by Ross, and gets it to Russell Gale, who dribbles to the right side, back out to the top of the key, pulls it out. Regan Martin on the right wing. He's dribbling, making some moves out to Kobe on the right wing, into Brian Benn at the foul line. He'll get it out to Gavin Toby. 3:45 left. Brian Benn with a 15-footer and good. Even had a little pressure on him. That was a nice, smooth shot by Brian. So the Indians lead back to 10. 3:35 left here in the fourth quarter. And it'll be Cuttarelli on the left wing. Good dribble to the top of the key. Tipped away by Regan Martin, trying to get it to Fry. So the Trojans will take it out. It'll be Cuttarelli triggering it in, and he'll get it to Fry at the top of the key. He'll dribble down to the right side, over to... that was Burke. I couldn't see his number. Misses the shot. Regan Martin with the ball. That'll be Kobe, then to Regan, to Brian Benn at the foul line. Then Regan Martin charging toward the basket. A nice left side layup with his right hand, I believe. Might have been his left, but it was a very nice, smooth shot. A nice play, kind of the give and go. And the Indians lead up to 11 now, 29-41, or 12, excuse me. And Ross has it on the right wing. He will get it in to Burke, to Cuttarelli, back into Burke. He will turn, try to make a move, does. no good. All kinds of people tied up underneath a basket. I don't know what you call that. Yeah, okay. The official, he blew the whistle. He thought that the one of the Trojan players had a hold of Kobe Wendell, and it was just Kobe Wendell and Brian Benn, I believe it was, tangled up in each other. He had already blown the whistle. He said, I called a white guy, fouling a white guy, and I can't do that. He was good enough to explain it, and it'll be our Canem's ball out of bounds. I don't know if that's how it would have really ended up, but he did admit his mistake, and that's a very good thing. Most officials, even if they're obviously wrong, will not. They'll make something up just so it doesn't look bad for them. So kudos to the official. Ross has it out on the left corner to Fry in the left wing, inside to Cameron Burke. Shot up, no good. Regan Martin with his first foul. And Burke will go to the line. Indians lead 41-29. 2:22 left here in the fourth quarter. And the first one up, no good. So Cameron Burke will have another shot here. That one is up and good. So it's 41-30. Toby into Martin. He'll dribble down, and the Indians will call timeout. They'll call a full timeout, so we'll take one with them. We'll be back right after this.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Smart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians leading 41-30, 2:18 left here in the contest, we hope. Regan Martin out on the right wing to Russell Gale, down in the corner to right corner to Kobe Wendell. He'll dribble out to the right wing to Russell Gale, way out top. He'll get it over to Regan Martin on the left wing. Again, way out. Indians are playing way out, not really looking to shoot, looking to run the clock. Ian Holman in the right corner brings it back out to the wing to Regan Martin. Back out to Ian Holman on the left wing to Kobe, to Russell Gale. In the right wing, he dribbles down in the corner to the baseline, and they will call a foul as he goes toward the basket. It will be on number 30, Austin Cuttarelli. His third team foul. And number 40, Waugaman, will come back in for Cameron Burke. Indians get the ball out of bounds. Regan Martin back out to Russell Gale on the right wing. Ian Holman tried to get it inside to Toby. Knocked away. Ross bringing it down court quickly. He's bumped by, I think it's going to be Gavin Toby, but we'll see. Yep, this will be Gavin Toby's fourth foul. That'll put him in the 1-1. And Ross will go to the line. A minute and a half to go, down by 11. That one misses. Gavin Toby with the rebound. And Regan Martin will bring it up slowly. Minute 20 left now. Indians just playing hang on, but Kobe had a wide open shot. He could not pass it up. And he puts in a three from the right wing. So it's now a 14-point lead for the Indians. Ross dribbling frantically down court to Cuttarelli. He'll dribble into the lane. Tried to kick it out on the right side to Waugaman and tipped away by the Indians. Goes out into the hall. Caught on the north end of the building, so they retrieve it. And it'll be Todd going to trigger it in for the Trojans. Way out to Todd, out past the volleyball line. Excuse me, Ross. And so he gets it to Fry, then back to Ross, and he will go in. No good. And 52 seconds now, and Indians will call a timeout just to get some subs in. So they may come back pretty quickly. So we're just going to stay here for now. 51 seconds left. He's getting a couple of the subs in. And I didn't see which one of the Lochtefeld boys is coming in, but I believe it is Derek, but I'm not certain that I'll have to wait and see. It's a 30-second timeout, so they're all standing. I can't tell which one is in the game. But Indians lead 44-30. Again, still about a half hour left to get out to the Community Club Fish Fry at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road. All-you-can-eat fish, green beans, baked beans, coleslaw, potato salad, all kinds of great stuff out there. And just head on out and get you some good old food and then get up here for the varsity game. Ian Homan will trigger it into Kobe Wendell in the backcourt. Kobe will bring it across with Ross on him. And to Dylan Evers. And it is Derek Lochtefeld in the game. And Russell Gale has it. He'll get it to Kobe on the right wing. He'll dribble. He's guarded by Fry. They're guarding them pretty closely, but they're not fouling them. So I'm not sure the strategy here. Kobe flips it to Dylan Evers, who gets it to Russell Gale. Down in the corner to Homan. Back to Russell Gale on the left wing. Back and forth again from Homan to Gale. He's holding it out there. 10 seconds. 9, 8. Dribbling. So it looks like we're going to run out here. They're still guarding them, but they're not fouling them, but they're guarding them very closely. The clock will run out, and the Indians lead 44-30. And we'll be back right after this in just a minute.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to Fort Site Fieldhouse, where the junior varsity game has ended with an Indian victory, 44-30. In that fourth quarter, the Indians only scored 7, but they did outscore the Trojans, who only had 4. Most of that quarter was probably the last 3 minutes of it was the Indians running the clock quite a bit. So just they were up anywhere from 10 to 14 and just were running the clock to finish the game out and keep their strong lead. So Indians led after the first quarter 9-8, and then outscored the Trojans 12-9 in the second quarter for a 21-17 halftime lead. And they scored 16. Indians scored 16 in the third quarter to the Trojans 9 and had a 37-26 11-point lead. And then the final is Indians 44, Arcanum Trojans 30. We'll be back in a little bit with Rob Weaver and WPGW's call of the varsity game. We thank you for listening to Fort Recovery Radio, and stay tuned. Varsity game coming up in 10 to 15 minutes.